Hello, John.
Yes, Kathy.
Yes, I'm here with the Heart Center, and as I told you yesterday, we're going to talk a little bit about your life and wondering what you'd like to tell us.
Well, all right. I'll tell you what I've written down, and then you can put it all together in your own way, I guess. I was born February 4, 1933. That was the height of the Depression, and I remember my parents were concerned when I was in the hospital being born that they'd be able to get me out because that was when the banks closed. And they didn't know if they had the money to get me out. But I grew up in an Orthodox Catholic family, five boys. I was in the middle one. I had two older brothers, two younger brothers. And in the early years, it was rough for them because of the Depression. Dad sold life insurance, and that didn't work out. He sold boats. That didn't work out. Finally, we got a job with the famous radio priest, Father Coughlin, in the 1930s. And I guess it was early 40s. And he was well known throughout the country, I guess. He spoke on the radio. World War II, Dad finally got a job at Chrysler Corporation, building tanks. He was in purchasing. And myself, then, after I finished high school, I had 2.5 years of college, drafted in the Army, spent 2 years in the Army. After the Army, I got a job at the Chrysler Missile Plant, where I worked for 3 years. We built the Redstone missile, which was the prototype of the one that went to the moon, and I was in purchasing department there. After that, I tried my hand at selling life insurance for 10 years during the 60s. Didn't make much money. Got into the Big Brothers program and had three little brothers throughout that 10 years. And the first one I had went into the Navy when he became of age and became a Navy medic and was killed on the battlefield helping another fallen soldier. And at his funeral, I met his uncle, who was the president of the Detroit Theosophical Society. And he showed me some books of the Theosophy, pictures of our auras and things like that. So that got me interested in Theosophy. So I joined Theosophy and became a member of Theosophy. After somebody had sent me a pearl of wisdom, joined Summit Lighthouse in May of 1974. That was about a year after Mark had died and ascended. I was in Summit Lighthouse. I didn't go to any conferences or anything. I did attend a few of their local services, but I did get the pearls, and that was mainly what I received from them.
I remember you telling me yesterday that you met up with Donna Korth and Donna Dreagan. Can you tell us about that?
Well, I guess when Heart Center broke away from Summit Lighthouse, I heard about it. And I never really got involved with anything with them until I came across Donna Korth. And I joined her telephone thing on Thursday nights. That's about it, really. I might mention that I'm sponsoring two children in Nicaragua that provides them school and medical treatment. Otherwise, they wouldn't have school nor medical treatment. And not having a family, back when I was in the 60s, 1960s, I adopted a 17-year-old who had epilepsy, couldn't read or write, got kicked out of the fourth grade and never went back to school. So I took him under my wings. He was with me for years until he passed away about 15 years ago with a grand mal seizure. And just prior to that, I adopted another young man who was 24 who had a three-chamber heart. He had come from Romania to have his heart worked down here at Detroit Children's Hospital when he was 10 years old, and he stayed here then. And his father had walked out on him when he was 6 years old back in Romania, so he didn't have a father. And his mother remarried, and he couldn't get along with his mother. So we happened to meet, and we kind of adopted each other. I needed a son, and he needed a father. So he's still with me. He's been with me now for 15 years. And he finished high school finally, and he's in college now. Next year, he'll be a registered nurse. And he's working to be a doctor, going to school to be a doctor.
Wow, John, it sounds like you've sort of collected children along the way. Even though you may not have had a regular family, quote-unquote, you've certainly made wonderful family for yourself, and it sounds like you've been a great father to many young men.
Yeah, I guess so. They're my family.
Well, John, and we're glad that you're with Heart Center, too, because you're a Heart Friend family member now, so now you have lots of family.
There we go. Yeah, very good. Sounds good.
That's great. Okay. Yeah. If there's a message that you could give people from what you've learned throughout your life, is there any spiritual message or a lesson learned or something you think is really important you'd like to share?
Stick to your core values.
Thank you. And it sounds like you've done that through your life and it's worked well for you.
I tried.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us today and sharing a little bit about your life. And we look forward to maybe seeing you another time when someone goes to Detroit and we can meet you in person.
Very good.
Okay. Thank you, John. Thanks so much.
Thank you for calling. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.